Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in edgewise. Today is the 18th of August, the 230th day of 2025. We're cruising into the last quarter of the year, giving us 135 days before we meet up with 2026. Sandy Denny's aptly phrased song, "Who Knows Where the Time Goes," lends itself well in the perpetual spin of days. And the spin this past week for my girlfriend and me has included a couple of work-related road trips from our perch on the Penobscot River to the lower shores of Penobscot Bay. Along the way, in temperatures above 90 degrees, we sense the rapidly developing drought the National Weather Service has been alerting everyone about. The accompanying high fire danger was certainly tangible, as the landscape became filled with increasing expanses the color of dried straw. Returning home, we've been witnessing the decrease of natural habitat in our townhouse complex, as the owners have hired arborists and landscapers to remove healthy trees and garden plants, negatively affecting and displacing a host of wildlife such as monarch butterflies, hummingbirds, finches, wrens, jays, and the like. By running much machinery, making some of the residents nervous, as equipment malfunctions have been the culprits in several August fires statewide, according to the Bangor Daily News. Former Truro, Massachusetts poet Alan Dugan has some thoughts about urban machinery in his poem On Being a Householder. "I live inside of a machine or machines. Every time one goes off, another starts. Why don't I go outside and sleep on the ground? It is because I'm scared of the open night and stars looking down at me as God's eyes, full of questions. And when I do sleep out alone, I wake up soaking wet with the dewfall and am being snuffed at by a female fox who stinks from being skunked. Also, there are carrion insects climbing my private parts. Therefore, I would find shelter in houses, rented or owned. Anything that money can build or buy is better than the nothing of the sky at night, the stars being the visible past." Among notable birthdays today, we have in 1587 that of the first English child born in the New World, Virginia Dare of Roanoke Island. In 1774, of American explorer Meriwether Lewis. In 1900, of the first woman to hold a cabinet post in India, diplomat Vijaya Lakshmi Pandit. In 1920, of American Oscar-winning actress Shelley Winters. In 1927, of American activist and First Lady Rosalind Carter. In 1934, of Major League Baseball Hall of Fame outfielder Roberto Clemente. In 1936, of American actor and director Robert Redford. In 1952, of American actor Patrick Swayze. In 1958, of American actress Madeline Stowe. In 1961, of American telejournalist Bob Woodruff. And in 1969, of American actors Christian Slater and Edward Norton. Today in 1920, capping a 72-year fight to win women the right to vote in the United States, the 19th Amendment to the Constitution was ratified. Today in 1958, Vladimir Nabokov published his novel Lolita. Today in 1969, the Woodstock Music and Art Fair near Bethel, New York, ended. Heavenward, tomorrow morning early in the eastern sky before dawn, our waning crescent moon will appear to hang near the planets Jupiter and Venus. And Wednesday morning early before dawn, our slender crescent moon will be keeping company with Castor and Pollux, the twin stars of Gemini, and with the bright star Procyon of the constellation Canis Minor. Thursday morning early, all these will be joined low on the horizon by the planet Mercury near our even thinner waning crescent moon. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in edgewise, welcoming this ninth full week of summer and the 34th week of 2025. Keep the faith.